This is Coast Radio News for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. I'm George Henry. Yesterday morning, Cayusa Valley Fire and Rescue was called at 6:23 a.m. to respond to a fire on Tiernan Road. They were met by loggers and told that a piece of equipment with 140 gallons of diesel was fully engulfed in flames about 3 miles up the road. Chief Michael Schick said the area was difficult to reach and trails had to be cut through about a half mile of brush to reach it. Over 6,000 gallons of water was used to extinguish the blaze, but SVFR was able to bring it under control. They were able to turn the scene over to the Oregon Department of Forestry by mid-morning. No injuries were reported, and logging company personnel helped by placing containment dams around the vehicle to help with runoff. The Lane County Sheriff's Office is holding 3 meetings to look for volunteers for their search and rescue teams. Informational meetings will be conducted in Eugene at the Sheriff's Office in Harris Hall tomorrow, October 17th, Wednesday, October 23rd, and Saturday, October 26th. They are looking for individuals that are experienced in outdoor activities who exhibit a positive attitude and are community service oriented. Teams they are looking for to expand include the Lane County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, Ground Search and Rescue, and Eugene Mountain Rescue. Applicants must be able to pass a background check and attend at least one of the meetings. This Saturday is the Go With The Flow Vintage Trailer Rally. The event will be held in the Port of Cayuslaw Campground in Old Town from noon until 3 p.m. Over 50 of the rarest trailers on the West Coast will be on site from a nostalgic era of the 50s and 60s. Be careful on the beaches for the next several days. High surf will make conditions dangerous for beachgoers, and the potential for sneaker waves increase with storms ready to hit the coast. Yesterday, south of Coos Bay, about a dozen people narrowly escaped a large sneaker wave that was caught on camera and posted to Facebook. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says Florence and the rest of the West should see some relief from gas prices as soon as supplies start to increase. California, Washington, and Oregon have seen significant increases to fuel prices, while the rest of the country is seeing prices go down. Crude prices remain relatively low, and West Coast refineries reported a 10% jump in production this week. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019.